The AI Today podcast, produced by Cognilytica, cuts through the hype and noise to identify what is really happening now in the world of artificial intelligence. Learn about emerging AI trends, technologies, and use cases from Cognilytica analysts and guest experts. Hello, and welcome to this bonus episode of AI Today. We're here with Colin Angle, who is the chairman, CEO, and founder of iRobot. If you haven't listened to the first podcast, we encourage you to check that out. We go into a more in-depth interview with Colin, but we're very excited to have him here for these bonus questions. And I'm Kathleen Walsh. I'm one of the co-hosts of AI Today.
And I'm Ronald Schmelzer, also co-host of AI Today. So, Colin, thank you so much for joining us for this bonus episode.
I'm ready.
All right. There you go.
So you talk a lot about how we're at the cusp of this golden age of consumer robotics. Can you share with us what you mean by this and what it's going to take to get us over this cusp and into reality?
So today we have sort of the beginnings of a robot industry. We've had a few great successes. We have robots vacuuming your floor. iRobot sold over 25 million, and about 25% of money spent on vacuums go into vacuuming robots. So that's a great start. But when we think about what we are promised, where are the robots that are helping me move things around my world? Where are the robots that are doing physical work? There's actually a good answer. It's hard to pick things up and move objects if you don't know where anything is. And so the gate to the golden age of robotics is actually not AI. It's about understanding the environment. It's about wandering around a space, learning where things are, and thus being able to go manipulate them, pick them up, move them, put them away into their proper location in ways that don't require either a structured environment like currently exists in a automotive assembly robotics line where everything is in a known place. And so the robot just moves its arm to a known location, grabs, and there's a screwdriver in its hand, and that's the way it is. In a more general environment, you need to actually recognize, oh, there's a screwdriver, and go pick it up, and then you have a screwdriver. So the golden age is waiting on environmental understanding, and we're making progress. You know, we have robots in the market today which start to learn your home and can start to understand what a room is, and that's a great beginning, but there's a lot more to do.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we definitely have been looking at many interesting applications of AI and robotics in particular. We had a really interesting interview with the folks from Komatsu Mining, and they shared with us all these interesting vehicles and autonomous machines that are literally miles underneath the earth, you know, scraping the ground and doing things that are just in a very place that humans just cannot really, you know, bear. It's right. not a good environment for any sort of living being down there. So it's kind of interesting, and you wouldn't necessarily think of it that way. And of course, we have robots out in space and many other hostile environments. So what can we do if we have those things in not hostile environments doing some of those things as well? So it's kind of interesting to think about it that way. Go ahead. Yes, Colin.
No, I was going to say that it's not surprising that we have some real successes and have had them for quite some time, solving problems that can't be solved any other way. So deep ocean, space, going into mines where it's incredibly hazardous. These are areas where just people are not particularly meant to go. And so that at any price, if you want it done, you need a robot. The challenge, and I think, again, as we talk about the golden age of robotics, it opens up when we're able to use robots outside of the dangerous areas where the cost of creating a robot is low enough that the value that the robot must deliver to you is not so astronomical to make the math work, that we can actually afford them and welcome them into our lives doing things beyond just cleaning, but maybe applications like security or folding laundry or doing dishes. These are things that we would love robots to do at the right price.
Yeah, definitely makes sense. I think my favorite robot would definitely be a dish robot.
Or babysitter.
Babysitting robot. So let's talk a little about hype here, because obviously, you know, robotics has been hot, but AI, of course, is just in the midst of this new resurgence of interest. You know, it's kind of, we've gone through these waves of interest and decline. We've certainly had a number of podcasts talking about the AI winters, but we're in the summer or this heating up period. So, you know, do you see AI and robotics perhaps as an extension or a connection to AI as being appropriately hyped? Is it like, oh yeah, this is sort of, we're at this wave of innovation and it makes sense to be here? Or is it being overhyped in the industry? And, you know, what do you think is happening in the venture capital community, especially with regards to AI and especially with robotics?
So I think that part of the resurgence of AI is the growth in applications as to how this new technology can help businesses be more successful, help new products come into existence. And it's a lot more tangible than I think the first time around, so that there's a notion of, well, if I had this AI technology, well, then my autonomous driving vehicle could actually navigate less structured environments safely and effectively. Or if I had this better AI, then my factory would operate more efficiently and be more resilient in the situation where something went wrong. And so that I feel like this time around, AI is being judged by the value that it can bring to businesses, can bring to consumer products. And that's a much firmer basis. Now, anything that starts to be a buzzword and starts to attract investment is at risk of hype, and actually probably healthy normal includes some amount of hype, where not every company that is able to attract investment from the venture capital world is going to succeed. But predicting the winners and losers is also extremely difficult. And so that we need to have enough money going into the field to have winners and losers, or else it's underinvested and just there's no progress. And so that I think that AI investment and the potential of AI is in the land of appropriate, in the land of healthy, and is opening up opportunities for new robots, new algorithms, new image understanding technology, and new scientific insights about the world that we live in, which are going to be incredibly important. So I think that we're in a reasonable place. I think that things got a little overheated, which often previously and led to a little bit of a winter, as you described. But the grounding and application that I see today is reassuring.
Yeah, you know, it's great to hear. And we have a training at Cognolytica around AI methodology and how to run projects. And we always present robots as well. And we say, you know, the idea of robots has been around for quite some time. And we've continued to evolve, but we still have a ways to go, like you said. But it's interesting how things have changed just even in 30 years since iRobot's been around. And, you know, 5 or 6 years now, it's been that Alexa has been around and we've had that in our homes. And how does that change the way that we perceive things and continue to interact and continue to feel more comfortable, so that companies can continue to be innovative in that space and just continue to push boundaries? So we're really excited to see where things go in the coming years.
I was just going to echo your sentiment in that I've actually noticed a very real shift in perception in the last year. And so that throughout my career with Roomba, I faced skepticism, you know, well, Colin, that can't possibly work. And, you know, I would be in a hall of 1,000 people and I could say, okay, who believes Roomba works and doesn't own one? And, well, no, if I believed it worked, then I would go buy it, but I don't believe it works. And it was a huge barrier. And in fact, when we talked about our robots, even made advertisements about our robots, if you go back in time, you'll see that we always positioned it as a helper, someone that worked alongside the person so that it was easier to believe that it would work. And in the last year, that switched to impatience. The robots aren't doing more. And so that I think that things like Alexa, things like autonomous driving vehicles are real enough that people are starting to believe that the time of robots is upon us, and we flipped from skepticism to impatience. And I think that's pretty exciting for the industry. So I'm super excited to be where I am with iRobot positioned as it is, and keep on inventing the future.
Yeah. So Colin, thank you so much for joining us today. And listeners, if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, please make sure to rate us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and your favorite podcast platform. As always, we'll post any articles and concepts discussed in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you at the next podcast.
And that's a wrap for today. To download this episode, find additional episodes and transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter, and more, please visit our website at cognolytica.com. Join the discussion in between podcasts on the AI Today Facebook group, and make sure to join the Cognolytica Facebook page for updates on this and future podcasts. Also, subscribe to our podcast in iTunes, Google Play, and elsewhere to get notified of future episodes.
Want to support this podcast and get your message out to our listeners? Then become a sponsor. We offer significant benefits for AI Today sponsors, including promotion in the podcast and landing page, and opportunities to be a guest on the AI Today show. For more information on sponsorship, visit the Cognolytica website and click on the podcast link.
This sound recording and its contents is copyright by Cognilytica. All rights reserved. Music by Matsu Gravas. As always, thanks for listening to AI Today, and we'll catch you at the next podcast.